podcast show Brainstream. I'm Fetha, and we have three special guests today. What are your names? Zubair.
I'm Nasrina, and I'm Abdullahi.
Alright, so what are you going to talk about today?
Is that all Navy?
Yeah, stuff, right?
No, not really.
Why not?
Because it wears out in like 9 washes.
Wait, why does it only wear out in 9 washes?
Because it's a fast fashion company.
But what is fast fashion?
Fast fashion is like an industry where low quality clothes are made, sold, and dumped away quickly. One of them being Old Navy.
So my clothes are low quality?
Yes, and even the dye ruins the water people need.
We should totally talk about fast fashion.
Alright, basically in short terms, fast fashion is terrible.
But isn't it cheaper to buy than other companies that don't do fast fashion?
It is cheap, but when it wears out quickly, all worn out clothes are dumped into landfills.
Can we just recycle it to avoid the problem?
It'll be hard, since there are already millions of clothes dumped into landfills, water bodies, and other open areas.
What about the dye that is left in the water by the factories?
It causes health problems and ruins the water affected by the chemical waste in the water.
But can't we just move out?
Or maybe they could just filter the water. Those two options could work, but fast fashion manufacturers work in underdeveloped countries.
So?
So they get paid less and they are scammed.
I never knew you were this knowledgeable.
Yeah, the fast fashion industry is second biggest polluter and the contributor to global warming.
Is the second biggest contributor to global warming due to the amount of carbon footprint they produce?
Also for overproduction.
So what about the externalities of chemical disposal into the water?
That's a great question. When a factory or farm dumps chemicals into a river, they aren't paying for the downstream damage.
So if the factory isn't paying for the damage, who actually ends up paying the bill?
Community. It's the local fisherman who sees his catch disappear before the water is toxic, or the families nearby who start dealing with the respiratory issues and contaminated well water.
It's heartbreaking, because these communities often don't have the political power to fight back. They're stuck choosing between having jobs at the factory or having clean water to drink. It's a choice no one should have to make.
It really is an impossible choice, but it makes me wonder if the people living there don't have the power. Who does? In a weird way, we do. As consumers, if we don't stop buying products from companies that destroy the environment, they lose their profit. But that requires us to be informed, which is exactly why we're having this conversation today.
But that leads to an even bigger concern. What are these chemicals actually doing once they hit the water?
That's the terrifying part. Many of these chemicals don't wash away. They stay in the water and get absorbed into smallest organisms. Then the bigger fish eat them. Then it just travels up to the food chain.
So if it's moving up the food chain like that, what does it actually do to us?
In many cases, it attacks the nervous system.
How so?
We're talking about memory loss, tremors, and in severe cases, permanent damage.
If we're talking about permanent damage, does that mean certain groups are more at risk than others?
I'm not sure. It depends on each certain group.
I'm thinking about children or like pregnant women. Is the impact even more severe when a body is still developing?
Yes, and remember, infants often have a higher intake of food water relative to their body weight compared to adults.
That's wild. If I tried to eat as much as a baby does, I'd be at the fridge every 20 minutes.
Right, but because they're constantly fueling up like that, it doesn't mean that we're basically pulling in way more of the junk in the air or water than we are. Exactly, that's the scary part. Since their bodies are still building themselves, they don't have the same defenses we do to filter that junk out. It just hits them way harder.
So basically, our own trash is coming back to haunt us through our dinner. Why are we hearing about this more? Is it just because the damage happens so slowly that nobody notices until it's too late?
Exactly. It's a silent problem, too slow to notice and too invisible to care about until it's already in our systems. We're basically reacting to a disaster that started years ago. Basically, we can use other substitute clothing companies like PAC, which is a high quality cheap clothing brand and uses materials that don't harm the water bodies.
So instead of buying from places like Old Navy, I should buy it from more environmentally aware places like PACT?
Exactly.
Well said. That's our time for today. Huge thanks to Abdullahi, Zubair, and Nasrina for breaking down the chemical disposal in water for us. And to everyone listening, thanks for tuning in. Stay curious, stay safe, and we'll catch you in the next episode.